Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the great big vast world of ours. This is Purpose Talk Radio and Positive Talk Radio. And I am your host, Cindy Freeman. Today being Friday, February 15th, 2019, and a day after Valentine's Day, celebrated by many people in the, at least in the United States and I think in the world. And there are a lot of people that don't celebrate it for a variety of reasons. But nonetheless, on the calendar, for most people, it's the day after Valentine's Day. So I welcome you to Purpose Talk Radio. I want to tell you that this song is the theme song for the show. It's called I Am Who I Am by the group True Trinity. That being the vocalist Jillian Clark, Rachel Grace, and myself. You can find them at TRUETRINITY.com. And Purpose Talk Radio, we try to come on Fridays when we have a topic to discuss with you related to living your life with more purpose and with more positivity in it. And we do that noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. in the UK. And we, if you wish to share this show with friends, family, whoever afterwards, the link to the replay will be available shortly after the show at the same place the original is. If you'd like to participate in this show, there's a couple of ways that you can do it. The first would be through the discussion that is at the bottom of the show page. And that is, if it opens correctly, I'm waiting for it to do so. You can just, if you have a Blog Talk Radio account, you just scroll to the bottom of the page and it's open there. If you'd like, or on Facebook, however, you know, because that chat closes when the show is over. If, however, you'd like to instead do something more permanent and are on Facebook, come on over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. There is a post pinned to the top of the page till the next show. When we take it down from the top, and you can put your comments and feedback there, questions from the show, etc. That group is available for discussions about the show specifically. And then, of course, the you can call in on Skype, or you can call through the phone at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. For those overseas or in a different country from the United States, you can get into the discussion via Skype, which is right next to the Blog Talk, right next to the phone number on the Blog Talk Radio page. So, having said all of that, I would like to delve into our topic for today, which probably threw a few people. Because the topic is celebrating the Valentine blues. Now, for a lot of people, I tend to hear this pretty often. You know, yesterday was Valentine's Day, and a lot of people celebrated it in some fashion with a romantic person in their life. Others took time for themselves. making themselves their best loved person. And others spent it alone in a sadness because they didn't have someone special to celebrate it with. And then there's others who celebrate it with friends. So my first piece on this is, you know, what do people think Valentine's Day really is? I was talking to some of the people at the public safety people at school last night, because they were around when, you know, they had to deal with some of the students here. And they were the ones who, you know, as the students came in and from their dates or whatever, or their days, their celebration out, they were here to deal with either the excitement or the blues that came out of it. And as they did that, you know, we got to talk a little bit about what, you know, how some of these students were coming back into the building. Some of them were over intoxicated. Some were, like I said, elated. Some just were down. And, you know, it made it interesting because I had told them that I was going to do this show today. And the comment was, yeah, so many people forget that Valentine's Day is one kind of created by the card and gift companies. But even then, it is, you know, it is a day to celebrate love. And it doesn't have to be just a romantic love. What I'd like to put out to people is that there are so many times there's a disappointment because, you know, you're a specific person and you didn't go to a particular restaurant or didn't do the activity that you wanted. And this is whether it's a friend or a romantic relationship or whatever, family, you know, because it didn't happen as you wanted it to. And, you know, and some people get exactly what they want. And then the next day they have to deal with the, okay, now the adrenaline is over. Now what? What's next? So that, and that feels like a little bit of a blues as well. So that's why I say, you know, it's celebrating the Valentine blues. You can celebrate how the day went one way or the other. Because it's either going to be a learning experience, it's going to be something that you will treasure for a long time, or it would just be another day like any other day. You know, one of the Valentine's days I remember the most, actually there's two of them. One was more elaborate, one was more simple. The one was while I was in college. I would have been probably a freshman or sophomore. I must have been a sophomore because of the room I was at and how somebody got into my room. And I got a call from the front desk that said I had a package down there for me. Okay, fine. You know, they did that when mail didn't fit into the mailboxes. They were just small boxes, you know, as students. And I went downstairs, and here's this long box. Now, my then boyfriend, and I don't remember if he was supposed to come to school or not that day. Because it was a work night and it was a school night and all that. And I seem to think it'd be like a Tuesday night or something like that. you know, we were just going to get together on the weekend or whatever. So, of course, there's this long, you know, this box of, for me to take back upstairs. And I had not locked my dorm door just because I figured I was just going to run downstairs and come back up. So I come back and I set this box on the dresser and I open it up. And of course, there's a dozen long stem roses in there. Now, I'm not one for material things. I really hadn't ever received roses in my life because I hadn't really had a significant relationship before this. And I'm like, oh my God, what did he do? And the next thing behind me says, so you like him, huh? And I swung around and my boyfriend had gotten into the room. There had been an arrangement made that my roommate was not there, that the gal, he had made arrangements with the gal across the hall that she was going to let him into the room. And I didn't know any of this, of course. You know, it was so cool. And the four of us, her boyfriend, me and my boyfriend, then had dinner downstairs. I don't know how we did that. I don't remember how we did it. Because we did have dinner in the dorm room somewhere in the base, in one of the lower levels or something, I believe that day. So it was pretty cool. It was either that one or there was another one that we did the dinner together for Valentine's. So it was really sweet. It was sweet. The other one, again, was a long-distance relationship. And the guy I was seeing at that point lived in Chicago and I in Milwaukee. And he wasn't going to be able to make it because he had to work or do whatever that on Valentine's again. And I'm working at a newspaper and I'm covering the front desk. And the door opens and somebody comes in and I'm on the phone or something and doing some business. And I look up and here's this person holding a single rose out to me when I get off the phone. And you know what? And both of them were as significantly sweet and wonderful as the other. Because it wasn't anything, the material things at all. It was the thought of it that went through. Now, I say that because, yes, those are really good memories that I will hold on to forever. And I'm not with either of the guys anymore. One is married to someone else, and the other passed away in a car accident. But I have those memories, and I can hold on to those and treasure those. But that's not what made the day. Again, it was the surprise element, the sweetness. But it was also how they made me feel. Now, the thing about that is that not every year that happens. Right? I've not been in a significant relationship for a while. So that does not happen now. What I need to do, though, and as I remember those situations, is I need to set myself up to have that feeling for myself. Because there isn't someone else that can do that for me. There's not someone that's going to do that, and I don't expect them to. I need to allow myself that same feeling of love and joy for myself, to not need another person to do that for me because of the situation I'm in now. And I think that's important. Hence why I say it's the celebration of. And, you know, it's the memory that all these things can be taken to heart and worked with. So the thought is, so how do we do that? How do we find that self-love? How do we find that celebration time? We do it simply with a little bit of self-care. And I've discussed these on the show before as self-care issues and how we do this. You know, so today, so if that disappointment is out there for you today, instead of leaving it there, I'm going to offer you a couple of things that you can do instead of living on that. You know, what you can do is maybe go to a spa day just by yourself. Find some place where you want to enjoy some activities, soaking in a nice saltwater tub, or where there is a whirlpool or something like that available to you. Enjoy that. Take a walk out in nature. Oh yes, even though, like here, it is crazy cold. They're supposed to have minus 10 degrees again. Weather here. I don't think it's quite that cold. I went out just with a sweatshirt a little bit ago to go take care of something for school. It wasn't quite that cold. But, you know, go out, walk in nature. Look at the snow. Look at the trees. Look at all the things that are out there and available to you on a day like today. Think of the upcoming seasons. Write a gratitude list. List 5 to 10 things for which you are grateful, so that you know you can take that list and then cut it up and put it in a jar and keep it for yourself for the rest of the year, so that if you start to waffle away from that self-love and that joy, you can open up that jar, you can take out an event, take out one of those things that you're grateful for, and remind yourself that it is and what happened. Maybe find a little treat that you can do for yourself. Some of you have heard me say that there are certain food treats I avoid because they're just not good for my body. And so those would not be a good option for me. There are others that are. Yesterday I came over to school. They had steak and shrimp for dinner at the dining hall. Now, is that anything fancy? But it was just kind of nice just to treat myself to a special dinner. So I came on campus and enjoyed it. So find yourself some of your favorite foods. And not ones that you will tomorrow regret eating or drinking. But find some of those favorite things. Maybe make yourself a favorite drink that's a pick-me-up. And do that instead. Some of the other things you can do. Make yourself your own Valentine. Put on it what you might like to say. There's a saying or a thing out there I've heard a couple of times. You know, what if you spoke to yourself the way you let others speak to you? Now, that can be a positive or that can be a negative. What if you accepted all the good that everyone said about you?
What if you put all that onto a Valentine for yourself and hung it up on your mirror or your refrigerator so that you saw it every time you went there? Write yourself a love letter. What are the things you treasure most about yourself? If you can't think of it, ask someone to help you with it. Write the letter in such a way that it would be as if someone is writing it to you about all your assets and your wonderful things. Make that a treasure. You know, you can later send it to yourself, seal it, send it to yourself, put it away for a while, and then I bet when you're looking for something else and you really need to have that letter, it's going to appear again for you to open and to read and enjoy. So then, let's see, what other things could you do to make that so much special for yourself? How about just going for a drive somewhere? Take yourself to a museum or a favorite place. A place for me, again, would be out in nature or someplace where there's animals, like the zoo. Or if we had around here, I'd rather have an animal sanctuary. Or go to a animal rescue place. Go visit somewhere where you can get some pet therapy. They are so amazing. Now, be careful, because if you're like me, you know, you want to take them all home. But, you know, take some time and just cuddle up with these little critters. Go visit the NICU unit and see if, you know, some of the babies need some cuddling. You know, take some time with them. Go visit a nursing home. There's always that concept of when you cheer up other people, you'll be cheering up yourself. When you share the love that you have for yourself and for others, you probably find that you are much more happy in general and accepting of yourself and dealing with that self-love. So then when there are those disappointments that might come because others don't act the way you want them to or plan on them doing, when that happens, then it doesn't matter. It still happens that you can be happy, that you don't go into one of those blues. And the more often you do this, the quicker you'll find yourself coming out of it. You know, that's a pretty short show for today. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You can call 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. If you have some other ideas you'd like to toss out, or put them into the, I guess the chat room is not working the way it's like. So you can put it over at the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page, or you can send an email to me, a Facebook message or an email. And by the way, if you'd like to, participate in conversations like this, again, if you can't get through some other way, you can send me an email to cindy@purposetalkradio.com, cindy@purposetalkradio.com. Anyway, here's another one for you. Find a TED Talk or a motivational talk that you can listen to on perhaps on YouTube or online somewhere. Or create one. Again, you know, if you're not a good one to for writing, set up your cell phone or your camera and create yourself a video where you talk about what is wonderful about you. Oh, believe me, it's not always as easy as it comes out of my mouth. It's a particular area that I do not excel in. I don't do the, in fact, it just reminded me I was going to do a Facebook Live on this show today, and I didn't do it because I had the opportunity where I was located that I could do it. And, oh, well, there's woulda, coulda, shoulda on a lot of things. But the biggest thing is don't shit on yourself. So I have to just laugh it off and say, well, I guess this time it was not meant to be. So maybe another week again I will be in the space to do Facebook Live when I do the show and hope that, you know, it gets done that way. So the other, you know, a TED Talk or a favorite movie. If you don't want to create your own, find one. Some people subscribe to, you know, sappy Hallmark movies. In this case, for me, a lot of those set me back. So I don't, you know, they make me cry, but they cry happy tears for the people that are in it, even though it's always the same actors and basically the same storyline and whatever. It's kind of fun to pretend I'm part of that storyline. You know, and think of the person that I might like to have participating with me in the story. Or how I would be someone if I were one of those actors, actresses. You know, what would my role be in a movie like that? To be able to keep myself, because we all know it's always happily ever after. In a Hallmark movie. It's happily ever after in a Disney movie. And so those are the things that why I suggest that we do those in the process of it. You know, there's some background here. People are having fun and enjoying the day, and I love that. I almost want to go over there and tell them to be part of this. But by the time I get over there, I'd be throwing them off. I know that, so I'm not going to do that. But because I'm in a nice lounge here today, I get to do this and get to have the live experience, so it's great. What we want to do, again, is give ourselves the positive messages in all this. That's the outtake of it all. So that the best loved person is ourselves. Some folks spend time just writing in general. I like taking pictures in general. Some people spend time with their spirit guide, higher power, God in general, just contemplating the day. I know some friends that kind of treat Valentine's Day almost like another New Year's. They do a check-in on some of the resolutions they made. It's a good time to do that because it's, you know, that 45 days in, you know, they check up on what they were planning to do and how they did it. You know, how are they doing with their goals? And if not, some of them use this as a time to make goals. Goals to do things for themselves. Over the next months. I think that's about it today. You know, it's going to be short, sweet, and simple on this show. Again, you can join us on Fridays in Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. in the UK for Purpose Talk Radio, Positive Talk Radio. Well, we hope we bring you some purposeful, positive messages to help make your life just a little bit better. If you know someone who would like to be on the show, have them give me an email at cindy@purposetalkradio.com. Again, CindyPurposetalkRadio.com. Next week, you know what? I forgot what we're doing and my screen doesn't want to change. You know, we'll probably be on the air next week because we are do have a topic. Unless we have a guest to change that, that's fine. Again, the song here is I Am Who I Am by True Trinity at truetrinity.com. And that, you know, until next week, we ask you all and invite you all. I'd love for you to comment at the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations or to send me an email what you're able to do today for yourself to keep either keep Valentine's going if it was a good day for you or to change it if it wasn't quite exactly what you wanted it to be. We'd love to be able to share some of those next week. Feel free to share the link for the show with your family and friends. It'll be the same one at the original was at. And so until next week, you know, give yourself the self-care you need. Take the time to be who you are in all things at all times. Honor who you are. Find the joy in it. Find the purpose in it. And find how you can be a positive example to the rest of the world. And until next week, then, I wish you all soul blessings and thank you for listening.
I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.